Good morning from WABE News. I'm Lisa Raham. Some lawmakers want to expand Georgia's special needs scholarship. It gives users money for students with special needs so they can attend private schools. As Martha Dalton reports, a lot of people question who should qualify for the scholarship.
Right now, a student who gets one of these vouchers for a private school needs to have an Individualized Education Plan, or IEP. That shows the child has a learning disability like dyslexia or ADD. Lawmakers want to expand the program to include children with another kind of plan called a 504. Gretchen Walton with the Cobb County Schools said the legal guidelines for those plans are very broad.
You can get a 504 for a broken arm. We best serve a lot of our kids with allergies, food allergies. It's a great protection for them.
A 504 is less academic and requires accommodations for, say, a child with peanut allergies. Under the state Senate proposal, some are worried that students with broken arms could legally qualify for a special needs voucher to private schools. Jimmy Stokes, a former school principal, said 504s aren't meant for students with special needs.
Forcing an alliance between 504 and special ed just doesn't work. It's like putting avocados and pecans in the same basket and calling them all fruit.
Lawmakers have tried to ensure the program wouldn't cover minor injuries by including specific disabilities students need to have to qualify for the voucher. Another concern was what families have to give up when they accept a voucher. They're no longer entitled to the legal protection an IEP or 504 plan gives them now, according to Sajith Cherikamilli with the Southern Education Foundation.
It would also strip children of their federally guaranteed civil rights protections.
The voucher bill passed the Senate Education and Youth Committee in a 6-4 vote. It's likely to have several amendments added when it comes before the full Senate. Martha Dalton, WABE News.